Well, this next slide I want you to see, because usually when I'm teaching this class, it's to a live classroom, and we have all these breaks. And they have 10-minute breaks in some institutes they speak, and 15-minute breaks in others. And as soon as the break comes, after about the third or fourth class, half of the group, you know, all the young ladies go over and they're just talking to Bonnie, and two or three or one will pull her off the side and just have this heart-to-heart talk, and boy, the men come up to me. And this slide, I just want to show you what I would say to you if you were in my class and you came up, as countless young men have come up to me and said, they usually turn, they don't want anybody to hear, and they say, I'm really struggling. I'm kind of like enslaved to my lust. And I always pull out my Bible, and I said, let me show you what I have taped right here in the back of my Bible on this page, and I have post-its over it. It's something right now on your computer, if you type in the word anthem, A-N-T-H-E-M, and John Piper's name, this is what will come up. It's a printable little thing for the back of your Bible. And basically, he says the same thing I was taught when I was your age in college, how to overcome besetting sins. And it's A-N-T-H-E-M. Avoid sights and situations that promote evil. Psalm 101:3. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. Say no in less than 5 seconds. Romans 6. Don't yield your members to sin. If you actually say no, Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want to look at that. I don't want to, you know, re-enslave myself to that. Turn your mind forcibly toward Christ. I wrote Colossians 3, 1 and 2. That means set your affections on things above. Hold on to the promises of Christ. Do you remember in our class yesterday, I was talking to you about the shield of faith, that you say, I hold those promises. Don't let those fiery arrows of the evil one inflame me to give up and go back into sin. So hold the promises of Christ as a shield. Enjoy the superior satisfaction of Christ. In Hebrews 12, it says, Jesus endured the cross, who for the joy set before him. The superior satisfaction. Did you know, you and I get a dose of grace every time we're tempted and we cry out to God and say, Jesus, help me, save me now. I don't want to do this. We just get this amazing, it's kind of like a huge mega dose of his grace. And we enjoy in that moment the superior satisfaction, like Moses did in Hebrews chapter 11. He endured seeing him who was invisible, 11:24-27, and then moved to a godly activity. Usually, idleness, as the old timers used to say, is the devil's workshop. When we are alone, have nothing to do, and we're flipping around and looking at our phone and whatever, Satan wears us down, and we break through the walls, the restraints that grace has built, and we do not obey him. So this is what I would tell you. Let me show you a quick example in Titus 3. It's one of my favorite memories I have. It was my first pastorate. I was up in New England. I just moved into this church and was serving, and every day when I drove to church, I would always see the same thing, and everyone saw it. I began to notice one of the better-known people in town, Mr. Muscles, the power walker. He had 2 10-pound barbells in each hand as he walked, and he would flex his muscle and sweat every day as he walked around town. He wore only these little tiny athletic shorts, shoes, and sweat as he went around with his muscle building program. Well, one day he walked right into my office, and I'll never forget a little commotion. My secretary didn't want to let him in because, you know, he wasn't even hardly dressed. And there he was, dripping with sweat, running down his face. And he said, Father, he called me Father. You know what? That instantly told me he's Roman Catholic. He said, Father, I want to talk to you. And I told my secretary, let him in. So he came in, he set his barbells on the floor and started dripping on my floor. And he says, I walk through your parking lot all the time. I said, I know, I've seen you. And he told me his name, and I said, well, it's so good to meet you at last. He says, no, I want to talk to you. He said, when I walk through on Sundays, he said, I walk through my power walking, and he said, I feel something from all those people. He said, I feel peace. I feel joy. He said, what is it they have? So I said, you really want to know? And so I took my Bible and I started sharing the gospel with him. And I was really busy. I had it marked the Romans Road and I was just reading the verses and I paused and I looked up and he wasn't there. And I went like this with my Bible. And while I was so busily reading my Bible, not looking at this nearly unclothed man, he got down on his face on the carpet. Now he wasn't just dripping on it, he was laying on it. And I paused and he said, I want it. I said, you want what? He says, I want that. And I knelt down with him, make a long story short, led him to Christ, gave him a paperback Bible. And I thought I'd never see him again. I didn't know if this was a stunt, if there was going to be a television crew, you know, me coming out with this, you know, notorious guy. He came on Sunday carrying his paperback Bible. He says, hey, I found myself in the Bible. I said, you did? He said, yeah. He said, in Titus. He didn't even know how to spell or how to pronounce Titus. He says, Titus. And I said, okay, Titus where? He said, 3:7. He said, for we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasure, living in malice and envy, hateful. He said, that's me. But look at the next. But then the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Did you know life without Jesus is just total fear? And that young man, that notorious, I found out later he was a brawler and a drinker and a womanizer, he told me himself, the grace of God took away his fears, took away his enslavement to sin. He became a radiant follower of Christ. He ended up marrying one of the ladies from the choir. And what a godly husband he became.